Our scripture reading today is Joshua 24, verse 15. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Once again, good morning. Happy Sabbath to everybody. Good to see everybody here today. Sunshine, we have Jesus in our hearts, and we know that we will see him very soon. We just pray that we are ready for that day. We've already mentioned about the miners and everything that's happened there this week there, but to really look at the technology that man has today. And many times man tries to take the credit for it, but we know that it is God. And the technology, everything that man has today, we know comes from God, and we're doing it. And this happened, and we know very shortly it'll go away. There'll be, the media will be on to something else, other than the miners themselves and their families, that it will continue with them, but then we'll go on to something else. But also, we see all that technology and how good it works, but yet we can look at the other side of the coin and see how bad man can be, and what know that it's not good in a way. We know that Jesus has to come soon, and that we need to be ready for that. So let's have a word of prayer. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you that we are here together and gathered as brothers and sisters on the Holy Sabbath day. Come into your presence, Father, that you want to sup with us. We just pray that you give us guidance and direction, that we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us that pathway that you have prepared for us, Father, and that you give us all the tools that we need. And we just pray that Jesus comes soon and that we are ready for that day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. How many of you have a schedule? Anybody ever set? Are you set on a schedule? A few hands here. But you don't want anything to interfere with it, right? And when it does, sometimes other people better look out. Isn't that right? You know, see that? But it does. But and then convenience. Everybody wants convenience. My wife, I'm always telling her she wants everything right there at hand for her. You know, she wants that convenience. And I know that we do. We want convenience today and everything, you know. But is serving Jesus a commitment or a convenience? A lot of people today don't want to be totally committed to God and the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. Demands too much of them. You know, they've got other things to do. You know, and so their priorities are someplace else, always there. But commitment becomes someone else's responsibility when it interferes with our schedules. You know, and according to Webster, commitment means to pledge to some particular course or use. But we know that commitment to Jesus Christ is not a definition. It requires a personal life. It demands our very souls. And it's right down to our very being that God demands that for us, and we need to be able to do that, you know. And it's not just once or twice a week. It's all the time that we have to be committed to Jesus and to God. You know, we look at the cross, and we can see that Jesus was committed all the way. There was no shortcuts for him or everything else, that he was what? Went onto that cross willingly for each and every one of us, for the whole world, you know. And many aren't committed to the things of God. They have other things to do, you know, and it's, or they are convenient to God, but on their terms. Convenience on their terms to God. They don't want, God, you can be there, but yet I got to do these things, you know. When I get these things done, I'll come to you. But, you know, we know that we got. And an example of that lifestyle is I go to church on Sabbath morning or I go to church on Sunday morning, and that's good enough. And we saw that, you know. And Webster defines convenient as suited to one's comfort or ease. And that's what we want. We want comfort. We want ease. You know, but living a life for Jesus Christ is that comfort. Do you have comfort? Are you in a comfort zone this Sabbath morning here? Or are you really committed to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'll be committed as long as it's easy for me, is what many people say. But we know that if Jesus didn't die for us, what if he didn't go upon that cross for us? What would our eternal life be? It would be all over with already. We wouldn't have that assurance, that hope in our hearts that one day soon we're going to see Jesus face to face. You know, we need to be totally committed to God. Yes, we have things to do every day. We have our occupations. We have our lives to live. We have our families to take care of, all these things. But we need to do all of the things, these things as we're committed to God. You know, it's a part of everyday living. You know, it's not just something that we do when it's convenient for us. 7 days a week we have to be committed to God. Christ is committed to us 7 days a week. Every morning he's there for us for the asking. At any time, we can go to Jesus and he'll be there to take care of us. The convenience of self-serving. We know that there's a lot of people that that's their worry. Self-serving, to take care of self and nothing else. You know, but it's not what God wants for us. And if we would go to the Bible and to Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, we've already had that for the scripture meditation, but Matthew 19, 16. We see there, and behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? You know, we see the self-serving focus on themselves and rather than on Jesus. You know, and here we see someone asking Jesus what they need to obtain eternal life. Have we already asked that? Have we asked God what we need to obtain eternal life? I pray that we know that it's the Lord Jesus Christ to do that. We have to give ourselves to him, to give up ourselves. So self-serving has to give, you have to give up something. To be, you know, we have to give up something if we're going to serve God. And we know that what we want to give up is self. We want to turn ourselves, our lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see in verse 21 of the same chapter there, Jesus says, if you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions. He's telling this young ruler to do that, you know. Many people today have uncommitted focus on keeping their possessions. Everything that they've had, they've earned it, you know, and they want to hang on to it, you know. Without having that giving attitude, we know that we need to have a giving attitude if we're going to follow the commandments of God, you know. And you continue in that verse, verse 22, you know, give to the poor and you will have treasures in heaven. Then follow me. Here he is telling this young ruler to get rid of all of his possessions, to take care of the poor, and to follow me. And have we done that? Are we following the Lord Jesus Christ today? You know, what the young man heard, we could read there that it turned, he sad, and he turned away and walked away. You know, he didn't hear what he wanted. He had too much wealth. He wanted to keep it. You know, he wanted, didn't want to get it, you know. But we know that this convenience in having all of this is more than money. What, you know, it takes care of more money. Commitment is giving up your time, which we don't have. You know, we're so busy and everything, as we said, convenience, the schedule that we're on. We don't want to break up that time, you know, but we have to give our time to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he still gives us enough time to take care of ourselves. You know, our energy. We seem tired. We go about our daily chores and everything else, and we're too tired. We don't have the energy to talk to God. We don't have the energy to come to church. Just too much for us, you know. and then our possessions we have to give up to God. He wants us to have things. What we have, God wants us to have. But if it's keeping us from truly giving ourselves over to Him, to be committed to Him, then we have to get rid of those possessions. So I pray that we have done that, and these possessions that we have do not keep us from being totally committed to God. Idols that we have in our lives take up a lot of our time, you know. And as Jesus was telling the rich young ruler, and He tells us today to get rid of such things and focus on serving the Lord. And we do whatever we have in our lives that keeps us from serving God, we have to get rid of. You know? But yes, they're precious to us. It's hard to do that, you know. But if we're totally committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do that. He gives us the strength to do that, you know. The rich young ruler wanted to follow Christ, but he wanted it to be convenient. And how about you and I today? Do we want to follow Christ, or do we want it convenient? Do we want to follow Him on our terms or on His terms? We know that if we follow on our terms, we're going to be in trouble. You know, we're looking to get what we want out of convenience, you know, rather than wanting God to have our lives and to take care of us and make us better Christians. We know that we need to follow Jesus because our thoughts are evil if we don't have that constant relationship with God. With reading there, constant relationship with this book right here, the Bible. We have to have that daily in our lives, and I pray that we do. You know, God, you know, doesn't give up on us if we are self-serving. He's there for us, you know. He's no matter what the situation we have in our lives, He never gives up on us. He's always there for us, you know. God allows U-turns, you know, in our lives. And we can take those U-turns if we have fallen off the road and we've made that wrong turn. We can always make that U-turn back around. The Holy Spirit is there to help us to get back on that pathway. And when we do fall off, Jesus is there to help us to get back on. And I just pray that we do that if we do get off that pathway, you know. They say that a person's actions speak better than their words. And I know that we all believe that, you know. And we need to ask ourselves, who is it to serve God? Who must serve God? You know, and many times we answer, it's the pastor's job. You know, he'll take care of it. Hey, we pay him for that. We pay for the pastor. But, you know, right now here in Elmira, we don't have a pastor. So the work is for you and I. We need to be that. We need to be totally committed to God so that we can serve in the place of the pastor here in Elmira. Haven't heard anything from the conference about when we are going to get a new pastor. So we're just going to have to be doing the work ourselves and take care of things that God wants us to take care of, you know. And so if anybody has said that, oh, it's the pastor's job, you know, we know that they're only lying to themselves. And the Bible tells us about serving God. First, what is the Bible for? 2 Timothy 3:16-17. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Verses that we've read many, many times. We know of them. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that's it, the man, that's us, that's you and I, to be made perfect, furnished unto all good works. We're all instructed to work for the Lord. You know, we all have different talents, and God wants to use them, and He has something for each one of us. We all can't do the same thing, so we need to be ready to do the things that God has asked us, that small voice that speaks to us. In the middle of the night or sometime when we're praying for what to do, He has that pathway for us to go. And second, what is the work to be done? Read that and take care of that in Matthew 28, verse 19. Matthew 28, 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Yes, we need to be preached. We need to preach the gospel to the world. And who shall serve the Lord? That was in our scripture reading, Joshua 24. It says, that they're going to serve the Lord, and we need to be on the side of the Lord. We need to step over that threshold that's holding us back to be on the right side, and that's the side of Jesus as our companion, as our Savior and our Redeemer, as our Lord of Lords and our King of Kings. The pleasure that we're going to have very soon to see Jesus face to face, see Him coming in all of His glory, with all of heaven with Him. You know, waiting for that time. And we're going to be on that side where we don't have to call for the rocks to fall upon us to take care of us because we were not ready. We need to be ready for that, you know. We need to be committed to service for Him, committed to the church, to work for the church, to do the work that God has given us as His representatives. You know, and sometimes actions speak louder than words, and that's what it wants to see, action. Or reaction. Christ has acted for us. He's done the action for us. He's died on the cross. And we need to react to that sacrifice that God has done for each and every one of us. He hasn't left anybody out. You know, while here on earth, we have that opportunity to continue serving the Lord. You know, He's got a work for us to do. And He's going to be pleased with us when we do these things, you know. We know that our service to God only ends in death. And yes, death comes to us all. But we know that death has been conquered. God has paid the price. And one day soon, we will not have to fear death. You know, we need to be totally committed to serving God. We can't have anything get in our way from serving God. Totally committed to the things of God, you know. We need to focus on that relationship with Jesus Christ. And yes, we have detours. We have them stumbling blocks that always gets in our way that takes our eyes off Jesus. But we need to make sure that we turn around and get back, get our eyes back on Jesus. Every moment of our lives to have our eyes on Jesus, you know. Matthew 10, 35 and 36, if you would turn there. Matthew 10, 35 and 36. I always saying that you're supposed to pick your Bible up, so I got to end up buying, I got to buy a new Bible that's not quite so big. So, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. So we know that God is going to do these things, set each other against them, you know. But the committed focus on denying themselves and following Jesus Christ rather than loving themselves. We have to get rid of self, you know. And as I said, the foes are going to be within our own family. The committed focus on the source of life, and we all know that that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we can read that in Matthew 10:39. The lives of the committed live and shine for Jesus. We need to be shining. We have that blessed hope, so we know that we can be shining for Jesus by helping others, by loving others and taking care of that. Committed to God, Matthew 22:37. Read there. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. That is the first and greatest commandment. And if we can keep that, we know that we can keep the second commandment, and that is to love your neighbors as yourselves. Committed to the church, Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur on one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. We have to be an encouragement to each other. As we love each other, as we are committed to helping each other, we just need to make sure that we encourage each other also. Because there's many times that people come here to church each Sabbath and something's happened for during the week and they're down, and you can see it in their faces. You can see it in their actions. Just a little bit of encouragement just by going up and saying good morning to them and shaking their hands is many times good enough that picks their spirits back up again. So we need to be encouraging each and every one of us, you know. Be committed to the things of the church. And we know that it is convenient to attend church once a week, and many times that we what we do, you know, especially during the summer, we don't have a lot of things going on in the church, but yet fall comes, winter times, we should be having other things. We should be having Bible studies. We're having Vespers. We need to have you here, you know. And we need to be attending church more than once, you know. Serving no matter what comes up in our lives. Don't let anything keep you from coming to church and gathering together with our brothers and sisters, you know. Life happens. Things get in our way. Things happen with me and get in my way. And I get, you know, confused a lot of times. And then I got to get back on there by asking Jesus. Get a hold of it. Get a handle on the things that keep me from doing what I should be doing. And then that. So are we all committed to God in every area of our lives? I pray that we are committed to God in every area. Not just conveniently, but just be committed to Him for the sake of comfort or ease. No. We make sure that we are totally committed, even if it does give us discomfort or is not easy to do. Committed totally to Jesus Christ. Are we willing to be totally committed to Him? And I pray that we are this morning, that each of us are committed to Him. And I'll close with reading from Christian Service, page 242, Unselfishness. Christ's work is to be our example. Constantly He went about doing good in the temple, in the synagogues, in the streets of the cities, in the marketplace, in the workshop, by the seaside, and among the hills. He preached the gospel and healed the sick. His life was one of unselfish service, and it is to be our lesson book. His tender pity and love rebukes our selfishness and our heartlessness. Testimonies, volume 9, page 31. The motive that prompts us to work for God should have in it nothing akin to self-serving. Unselfish devotion and a spirit of sacrifice have always been and always will be the first recipe that of acceptable service. Our Lord and Master designs that not one thread of selfishness shall be woven into His work. Into our efforts we are to bring the tact and skill, the exactitude and wisdom that the God of perfection required of the builders of the earthly tabernacle. Yet in all our labors we are to remember that the greatest talents or the most splendid services are acceptable only when self is laid upon the altar. A living, consuming sacrifice. Prophets and Kings, page 65. And that we do have to lay self upon the altar. And I just pray that we do that. And as we close, we'll close with hymn number 516, All the Way. Yes, our Heavenly Father, this is our song through endless ages. Jesus, lead me all the way. And I pray that we are totally committed to Him this Sabbath morning, and that we go from this place committed and through the week be completely committed to Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer. He has paid the price for each one of us, and very soon we will see Him face to face. In Jesus' precious name, amen.